couple weeks ago or whenever it was, I was golfing at a local course.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how sometimes courses will do like tributes to like people who were like a member there, or like they maybe were on staff at the course or whatever, and they sure. pass away. Maybe they do like a bench with their name on it, or yeah. like a whatever. At this course, they had this plaque that just had a like a phantom picture of this guy. And I won't necessarily say his, well, I guess I can say his name. He's probably not, well, he's
probably no way
not listening to this, but
just say it, bro.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Oh gosh, is he? Oh my God.
You said he's probably not watching this, bro. Get off your old phone and listen to me. His name's Jerry Glenn. And then in quotation marks, it says commish. I don't know what that means, but he lived a good life. 1935 to 2020. So he was 85. That's pretty good life. Says the golf league he was in. And then it gives a quote by him that I just want to let us marinate on. For
are
a
you
second.
Are you making fun of a dead guy?
No. Why do you say it like that? I just want to get your take on the quote and see how you could apply this to your life. Like if you had something that you died and they did something in remembrance of you, and this was the quote, what would that be saying about your life? The quote just says, it's not the wrench, it's the monkey.
Is this a direct quote from him or a quote about your life from somebody else?
I'm
oh, it's just him.
Jerry Glenn, commish. It's not, he also, he might've been in the mob.
You were about to have an accent. Let me.
It's not the wrench, it's the monkey. Is that kind of Brooklyn? It's not the...
Nope, that's not it. Go back.
I can't go back. What do we think about that? What is that quote trying to say?
Wait. I actually want you to say it again. I think that would help.
It's not the wrench.
With the accent. I'm serious. I
which
think
accent?
The Brooklyn.
Like I'm Jerry Glenn?
Yeah. Well, obviously, like you're Jerry Glenn, it's quoted from Jerry
it's
Glenn.
It's not the wrench, it's the monkey.
I like how you say monkey.
It's sounds like the donkey. Monkey. Donkey.
It's not the wrench, it's... I spit a little bit. This is the monkey.
Oh, no, maybe that's that Shrek.
That's kind of Scottish.
Shrek is kind of Scottish.
I don't know. Is he saying more of like... Like monkeys, people think they started to evolve and use tools. It's more about the monkey evolving and not the tool.
Oh, no, probably not.
What? Okay.
What's your take on it? What's your take on it?
I don't have one. I think that whoever made the plaque probably didn't know Jerry very well and they just thought,
whoa, that's... Maybe we'll fighting words.
You know, like maybe it's like it's not. It doesn't actually, matter what the thing is; it's how you describe it.
I actually
like
do
a monkey
think,
wrench.
I actually do think that
is a monkey wrench a thing.
Yeah,
Jerry was in the mob.
Oh,
so
I need to be informed on that.
You didn't know that what a monk that a monkey wrench was a thing?
No,
I think a monkey wrench is like a term. Is there an actual tool? What is a monkey wrench?
I don't know. I thought it was a thing.
I've just heard of that.
Did you know it was a thing?
Justice didn't know it was
yeah,
a
I've
thing.
Like heard of it, but I don't know what it is, I guess.
Okay.
Monkey wrench.
It's not
no,
the wrench.
No, it is a thing.
Okay, what is it?
It's the monkey.
It's just a regular, it's a wrench.
Let me see.
Oh, okay. Well then, I don't think that's what he means, right?
So where?
It's an adjustable wrench.
Okay, we don't have to keep going
no,
with
said
it.
It's the monkey, right?
Yeah, it's not yeah. the wrench, it's the monkey.
So, another theory. A monkey wrench is the one where you can... You twist the thing and it clamps.
Yeah.
So it's not about the wrench and how much the wrench does, but it's about
the journey
conforming to whatever you
it's
need.
That you can be flexible.
You can always move. Yes. You can always be flexible in your circumstances.
Mm. They called him the commish. If you had a tomb, like if you died here and I got you a, not to spoil anything, but if I got you a little plaque at the golf course, what would you want your like little commish name to be.
Wait, my nickname or the my quote?
It says Jerry Glynn, commish. Like, I think they called him commish.
Dude, I have no idea.
Would it just be like little boy or... What would you want?
I hope not.
Reed?
No. I don't know. What would like...
The O-R. Well,
here's the thing. Did...
Original Reed.
Did they say commish? Was that something that they came up with after he had already passed?
There's no way they put a name he never heard of.
No.
I don't know.
What if I thought this was a plaque, but he was literally buried under the course there? I don't think so.
No.
Okay, you should be able to tell the difference.
It was like a rock bed with a ball cleaner on top of it. I don't think they would do that.
You're like, I don't think.
Jerry's just cleaning everyone. I don't know. I think he's a great guy. I didn't know what the quote was. I was hoping you guys had some insight, but
I feel like we gave pretty freaking insane insight there.
Maybe.
I don't know why you weren't digging those. Those were
Megan
and I were kind of cooking there.
All right.
You not feeling those?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure we honored Jerry. You didn't give me what your name would be.
I just said I have no clue. I don't know. What do you
do people call you?
Yeah. I mean, just like a normal nickname is like people have called me JG. That's what I'm saying. They're just normal nicknames. It's nothing like the commish. What would it be if you had to give me a nickname legitimately, but it had to have the in front of it?
I don't know.
Be legit though.
You want it to sound
I'm
cool?
Dead.
You're dead?
I'm dead. You have to put this on my tombstone. I know we said, I'm saying, but like in this circumstance, you have to put something on my tombstone with the in front of it.
I put like Blake's number two.
The Blake's number two?
Yeah.
No, it's got to have the in front of it.
I would
sound
say
normal.
The number two.
Okay. I said be serious.
Justice
and you
scarred.
Weren't.
The number two.
Cool.
He was number one.
I'd put like the second best podcast host.
Mm. Do you think that would like honor my life?
I don't know. I hope you don't die before we get through a year of pod episodes because the editing will have a severe drop off. All like, thumbnails, no episode. I feel like
you're only posting
they actually sold his camera equipment to pay for the funeral.
You're just posting thumbnails with like it's just like a 3-second video of the thumbnail. If I die,
it's just me and Megan, and we don't want to be morbid and tell the listeners that you died. So it's just me and Megan doing the pod, and we act like you're in the producer chair. So we're always like. laughing to the background, but really you've been dead for months.
I was just about to say, if I die, is Megan taking the seat?
Yeah, and you're over there. We're gonna have your plaque.
But you just like always say it in like
I just get a plaque that sits in the seat next to me on the pod. It just says Justice Guard the number two, and I'm always like, how was your week?
You're just always talking about it like, what is it, like metaphorically or something? You're always just like, he's going to be behind the camera for the rest of our lives.
People are like in the comments like, where's Justice? And I'm like, he's home.
He's behind the camera where he always wanted to be.
That's where he always, yeah. He's going to be off camera. I had an idea for a movie.
A movie?
Yeah. Okay. I can't make it. I don't know how to make movies, but it sounds like a good like M. Night Shyamalan concept.
M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan. Okay, what's the movie idea?
Movie idea. So this doesn't line up with like biblical concepts.
Oh, okay. Goodness.
I just want to preface that. But Megan and I a while ago we watched The Good Place. So this is kind of like a spin on that. Have you ever watched The Good Place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, never mind then.
Maybe spoiler alert.
It's fine.
Okay,
let me paint a sadder movie?
No, it's hilarious. It's you should watch it. It's a TV show.
I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking of a Netflix. What's that Netflix?
I don't know, but movie. I'd like to explain the movie concept.
It's like a romantic, sad, I don't know.
You're thinking of Nicholas Sparks. You're thinking of The Notebook.
I don't think so. I don't know. Because I know what The Notebook is. I don't know. Anyway, what is it?
I'm thinking of Place Beyond the Pines.
Okay, let's relax.
You should watch The Good Place, though.
Okay, so let me paint the picture for you, okay?
Paint it. Always takes a drink mid-sentence.
You follow...
The signature.
You open up and maybe a guy is like... whatever it is, he's like driving home from work, or maybe he lives this like really simple rural life or something like that. So maybe he like works out on the land or something like that. And you just get a sense that this guy is like really fulfilled with his work and enjoying his life. Right. Yeah. So you see him kind of like wrapping up a work day, he's sweating, he's been working hard. He's just like really enjoying things, nothing like super overt, just like life is going really good for this guy. He's like going home to his family. Maybe he's walking into their country house or something like that from the field. You see his family through the window. He's got kids and whatever, and they're at this table, whatever. So like maybe you establish this is his life and things are going really well over a couple of days. Here's what I imagine. One day he's working out in the field. And as he's plowing or doing whatever, he sees like an injured bird, like struggling.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if the bird's like limping and maybe it's not going to make it, or maybe like the bird has been killed.
Is this a legit idea?
Like in my head. Yeah.
Like it's legit. Like, I mean, like, it, like, yeah, do you actually, okay. Yeah. Cause this actually sounds sick.
And it's like, I don't know if it's been like smashed or what, but there's like a dying, struggling bird. Maybe you see it struggling to breathe on the ground or something like that.
And
you
I see the shots in my head, and
you don't know what's happening, but you see like confusion and panic set into this guy's eyes. And so he kind of like stops and he looks inside and, this is where I get lost, but I don't know if he like keeps it to himself or he like goes into the house panicked and like alerts his wife and maybe they don't want the kids to know, but then they, you know, that something's going on. Greater concept of the movie is that this guy has been in the afterlife of heaven and life is perfect and fulfilling. And he sees like this imperfect death enter heaven or whatever. This is like totally unbiblical. But like he's basically noticing that there's something imperfect in this life now.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think, dude, that was captivating. Like the way you built it up, I think that could be cool. Obviously, yeah,
it's not going to like lead people to Christ.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, that's cool though. What are you thinking?
I was driving down the road and I saw a bird flatten through the road, and that's the thought that came into my mind. I was like, that would be a cool movie
idea.
Your mind is a crazy place sometimes.
Oh, you wouldn't believe it.
But no, you know what? That whole intro scene, you still haven't seen Interstellar, have you?
I've seen, sort of.
Yeah, I've seen the first half of it.
If you're referring to a scene, I don't know.
That intro, the intro scene is like basically what you just described.
There's a dead bird?
No. Okay, no. Not to that detail.
He's a hard worker, country guy.
He's a hard worker. He lives on like acres and acres and acres of land. He's like content with where he's at in life. He doesn't want it to change, and then it changes.
Okay, so I need to rewatch Interstellar. But I think what could be cool in this movie concept is if maybe the first time he sees something, maybe it's on a smaller scale or something like that. Like maybe
like a fly just flies into the window.
Or like a bee stings him and it hurts or something like that.
Oh,
and
dang, that could be
like
sick.
He doesn't know, but like, so maybe he doesn't approach his wife with that yet and he doesn't know. So then like, I just think you could make it really intense and like continue to intensify. And then maybe when like the bird thing happens, he like approaches his wife, but then the audience doesn't come to know till like this big plot twist in the end that like this is why he's been concerned, is because he knows that like maybe he's not in heaven after all. Maybe he is like, maybe heaven has become corrupt.
Wait, so do you, or something?
And so like, I don't know.
Do you actually want the movie?
I'm like kind of sounding like I don't know what the truth is.
Do you actually want the movie to be in heaven? Like you want it to be like in heaven or hell? Heaven? Or is this just a sci-fi film?
Do you know how some, I mean,
this I want it to just be a sci-fi film? Yeah, it just needs to be a sci-fi
film. What if it's like a, what's it called?
Utopia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's, it needs to be like more of a sci-fi where you create your own world.
Like, what's the
Hunger Games?
Harry Styles.
That's dystopian.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Oh, what's
Honey. Thank you, darling.
Something darling.
I
don't know what that movie's about. I don't know what that movie's about. So if we're ever going to watch
it. Don't worry, darling.
That. Yeah. I don't know what that is. I think that would be super cool though, because there would be like,
it's weird.
A lot of confusion when you see the dead bird and you see like this panic in his eyes and the audience has no idea what's going on.
No, that's a very, Don't Worry Darling is like very that vibe. If you made it that creepy, that one is more of like a very creepy vibe. And you see it in the trailer, like you don't have to watch it.
Yeah, that's
like when she smashed up against the glass. That's like on her mind and like all that stuff. Like, you know what I mean?
Spoiler.
It's not a spoiler. It's like in the movie or in the trailer, I mean.
Spoiler, it's in the movie.
Okay, well, I didn't mean to say that. I didn't say it in the trailer. Even in the trailer, like, she backs up and, like, there was never a wall pushing her up against the glass. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, like, you could make it that creepy.
Yeah.
But I also think you could do something in a way where it was just, like, a sci-fi, like, it's almost the your own world kind of thing. But I like the idea of, like, were you saying you never even let the audience know, or unless they figure it out until the end of the movie, that they're in like a perfect world, or they were in a perfect world.
So there's two ways you could take it.
Cause I feel like that would bring more tension to the movie.
M. Night Shyamalan is like a big, like there's kind of a hook.
Yeah.
Like, or like a twist almost, like something that the audience is not expecting. And a lot of times I feel like you find out later in his movies. So you could do that. Or I think you could sort of onset it where like, you know that the, like when, I imagine when he tells his wife is like immediately understanding the gravity of like, you just found something dead in this place we're living and that's never happened before. Or, so like you could do that, or you could kind of bring the audience along with that. And then the movie would be about their, like the continued decline of the world that they're living in and them like figuring that out and adapting.
Yeah, I almost like if you could find a different, not a different story, but add a story on top of what you're thinking. And then it's almost like
it twists still and the movie's all about birds.
It's still a linear story. It's still, well, I guess it's more of a non-linear actually, if you go this way, but, or this route, but what you would do is like, what I see in my head is like the first 10 minutes is this like introduction, multiple scenes, but the first 10 minutes is establishing where they're at. Not establishing
and how
what
great
it is,
their life is.
Establishing how great their life is, the bird scene. And then from 10 minutes on, now it's focusing around maybe something within the family or like turmoil within the family. And you draw the viewer's attention to this storyline. And then the end, it's all draws back to, or maybe that's it. Like the family is continually like fighting or like doing stuff, and maybe they didn't even fight. They were never mad. They were never sad. They were never all this stuff.
Stuff's starting to creep
in.
And then
this whole time the audience is getting pulled in. They're forgetting the first 10 minutes of the movie. They're getting pulled into this family storyline. And then at the end, it pulls you out and like, oh no, this was like a perfect, what'd you say?
I said it's all about birds.
Yes, it's all about birds. No, but like it pulls back to like, no, that bird was like the first sign of like the perfect world shattering. And then it was like over, but that way you could like, and I don't know, the bird is a really cool scene, but like you'd obviously need to find maybe some more significance in that if you wanted to bring it back to the end. But that's that's legit.
Kind of. I know. I was like, I literally saw a dead bird on the road. And I, I thought up that.
Let's do it ourselves. Let's do it ourselves.
I know.
Let's get it. Let's get a GoFundMe started.
Give me a line from when I find the dead bird and I'll act it out.
Is Blake the director and main lead? Give
you
a line. You
are the. You're writing the movie. You come up with the line.
Wait. Imagine. Okay. Wait. I'm like washing up at the end of the day, and then I look over and I see this bird struggling to survive.
Yeah, wait.
But you're washing up. Are you inside?
Let me set the scene.
I'm out at the barn and I have like a hose that I'm washing at.
No, I was about to say, let me set the scene.
Well, you pump your own water.
Oh, no, here, farmhouse, ranch style, just acres and acres of corn behind you. There's a little faucet hanging off like the edge of the house. And you just like turn it.
Mm-hmm.
You just start washing your hands, kind of like splashing your face.
You're taking all my moves. So
I'm just saying, I'm setting the scene for you. And then the camera, we're side profile right here. We're side profile. Camera refocuses as we hear a bird squealing. And as you're washing your face through like your arms, camera focuses way into the distance. Bird starts to squeal.
Okay, I'm not to remember all that, but all right. Give me a action.
Action. Do you want me to make the sound?
Yeah, I was gonna say have Justice do the sound effects.
All right.
Was that a bird? I'd be like,
okay, there's a bird squealing. There's a bird squealing.
I'm looking in the house at my family that I love.
Okay. Cut. It's too, no. It's too, I love the energy, but I think it's too convincing.
Also, are we doing a silent film?
I think it's too convincing that you were too scared. You don't know what's happening.
You were too scared.
You need to go.
And then it's a musical and you're rehearsing a song.
You're like, the dust. What the
flip?
It's calling me.
Yeah. I would just have to figure out how my character would respond.
Yeah,
to that.
Yeah. You're more like exploring it. You're not immediately frightened. Yeah.
Give me like a line.
Maybe we should say.
Okay.
We're doing a lot of silent.
I go in the house and I say, hey, kiddos. Hey, kiddos. Run along.
Okay. You
know? Hey, kiddos.
I say, what's my wife's name?
Megan?
Oh, that's too...
Thank you for reminding him.
It's too realistic.
What's your real name?
What are the like, utopian names?
What's your name? What's the main character's name?
Megan's not good enough.
No, first thing that pops in your head right now, main character's name. What's his name?
Mine?
No, the main character.
I'm the main character.
No, you're Blake. You have to play the main character. Who's the main character's name? It has to be separate. It'll make it better.
Oh, I can't method act?
No, you can, but you're not him right now. You're Blake right now.
What if
you haven't even created
his name?
Since
it's a utopia, my name is him.
Ew, no. Now it's like too science-y.
I'm him.
That's like, what's the...
No.
In Zoolander 2, what is Benedict Cumberbatch?
I don't think I've seen that.
What's your name?
Why did I just think Bionicle? I don't know. Hold on. What's my name? It's gotta be like Adam. Primal.
Adam and Eve. you're just thinking biblically. You're just thinking heaven and hell.
Odin.
Odin. Like from Thor. You just start naming famous
Otis,
characters.
Otis and Rebecca. That's it.
Otis is kind of cool.
Otis.
His name is All.
All?
He says, I am All. He's like a non-binary.
I am All. Like, Otis.
Otis. Okay. Otis what?
Otis Rivenbeck.
Otis Rivenbeck. Where'd you get Rivenbeck?
Out of the brain.
Does that never cross your mind until now?
I tried to make up a new word.
Nice. It worked, and it actually sounds decent.
Otis Rivenbeck. What a guy.
Otis Riverbeck.
Riddenbeck.
What did I say? Riven.
You said Riven. Otis, what if it was
Rivendale.
Otis Rivian?
Like the electric truck?
That's what I was thinking.
Otis Cybertruck.
Okay,
Otis, I think we might be staying on it too.
Wait, what'd you say though, her name? Otis and
Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca. Okay.
That's just kind of like a good southern wife name.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know. Otis and Rebecca Rivenbeck.
Now I see what my brain was doing.
No, that's a legit idea. And you should write a script. Let's make it, bro.
Yeah. I don't know how to do any of that. I just know how to think of things while I'm driving. Then we workshop it here on the pod.
It's a great place for it. It's a great place for it.
I think so. Hopefully people are, at least one or two people are still with us, I hope.
Yeah. Don't steal the idea.
Blake told me this morning that he had a dream that he was golfing in the PGA and I was his caddy.
Yeah.
But he was playing really badly and he somehow hit a ball into like the men's locker room. And when he went in there, there was a ball shaped like a pear.
Like a pear?
I'm like in a constant state of high.
And he tried to pick it up, but he couldn't pick it up.
No, I picked it up, but the ball was larger, and you said it was too heavy to put in my bag.
Oh, he said, because I didn't want to carry it in the bag.
Why did you include the fact that I was in there like it was going to be some crazy thing? And then there was just a ball shaped like a bear in the locker.
No, we were playing golf. I was in a PGA Tour event. I had her caddy for me. And like the men's locker room where the players would get changed was like almost like a baseball dugout. So like it had access to the outside to go in. So I hit a bad shot. I think she gave me a bad club or yardage.
Yeah, my fault.
I hit it into the men's locker room. When I go down in there's my ball. And I thought, I can't play this. There's no way I can hit it out. But next to it, there was a large golf ball that was shaped like a pear. And I was like, well, nobody else is going to play this. I might keep it. And so I go to put it in my golf bag and my freaking caddy's like, that's too heavy. I'm not lugging that thing around. And I'm like, you work for me.
That's the whole dream.
So I shoved this ball down in there. I had to go take a drop. We started playing really bad golf.
It's crazy. And that's also saying I'm in a constant state of high is crazy.
I don't know where. Dude, sometimes my brain goes crazy.
Also, just the other night, he rolled over. You did wake up, but he grabbed me like
started making out.
No, like he was scared or like something was going on. He like grabbed me really fast, and I was like, "What?" And you like shot up, and then
I don't know what you were thinking.
Yeah. And like rope. It was weird.
Just out here protecting my
family. I do remember that.
I have no idea what I was protecting you from. I think I thought you were like falling into a volcano or something.
I remember now. You said, oh, I was trying to make sure I wasn't too close to the edge of the bed. You were on my side.
Bed meaning my daily volcano dream.
Yeah, but you were on my side. Yeah. So.
I don't know. I don't know what happens. I don't know how I thought of that movie off seeing a bird that died.
I don't know either.
Or just in a constant state of high.
I wanted my game.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't personally, but I believe you know what you mean.
Well said. Do we want to get into politics? Talk about the debate?